Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been listening already, then you know what I think of you. I think you're a highly intelligent individual. You know, ladies and gentlemen, next month will be my 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Middle of November, I started doing this show. And we've done it basically every day with very few replays. And I mean very few in those 10 years. I've been right here live just pretty much, you know, 99 point something percent of all the days, Monday through Friday, I've been here. And I've gotten to meet some really wonderful people who have become our Brain Trust members and also have become my friends. And one of those individuals that I just have admired so much, and I know when he's been on the show before, you could tell that how much I admired him and how much he cared about you, small business owners. And I'm talking about John Bertu. John Bertu was the president of National Taxpayers Union and of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. And John was scheduled to be on the show in this slot today. And we scheduled him about a week or so ago. Well, last Thursday, John died. And at the much too young age of 47, and we're all very upset about this because John was such a wonderful human being and a great contributor to society and an advocate more than you'll ever know, ladies and gentlemen. He's an advocate for you beyond anything that I could describe. And so today we've decided to celebrate John's life, to talk about what John meant to all of us and to you, whether you realize it or not, to his work and the dedication that he had, the advocate that he was. We're going to celebrate his life, and we're also going to talk about what's left to be done that we know that John would want us to carry on. And I've asked a couple of folks to join us. Pete Sepp is John's good friend and co-worker there colleague there at National Taxpayers Union. Pete is Vice President of Communication at NTU. Pete, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. I wish it were under better circumstances.
I understand, Pete, and of course Pete's a member of our Brain Trust as well, ladies and gentlemen. So I've asked Pete to join us to help us with this celebration, and someone else who's one of my best friends on the planet, and a wonderful advocate for small business. You know her as an original member of our Brain Trust. She's going to be celebrating her 10th anniversary with me in about a month and a half on this show, and it's Karen Kerrigan, who's president and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She was also a very good friend of John Bertu's. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be here, Jim, and it's great to be with Pete. And I tell you, it's just an honor to be able to talk about John and his work and his leadership and his legacy. So, you know, what an honor to be invited as part of the show this morning.
Well, thank you for being here, Karen and Pete. You know, Pete, we had a little tribute to John in my newsletter this week, and one of the things that I said in there is that life is short and death is no respecter of persons, and that if you admire somebody, if you love them, if you admire their work, and you value their contribution, you should tell them and do it now, do it today. And I'm glad to say that I'm pretty sure that John. That the people around John, I know that he felt that way, that he knew this of you. I'm pretty sure he knew that how much I admired his work. And Karen, I know you did the same thing. I'd like to think that John's last day on Earth, as you know, was he had the knowledge of how much he was loved and how much people admired him. Pete, what do you think?
It certainly was, and in fact, it's almost ironic in a sense that some of the last people who saw him were those coming out of a screening of a film on American entrepreneurs. So
wow.
That is an illustration, I think, of just how much John cared about the small business sector. He recognized that it was the true bedrock of our economy. He recognized that despite all of the pronouncements the Republican Party has made and sometimes the Democrats, that they're in the small businessman's camp, they're there for small business owners, the job is far from done. And he inculcated that in all of us on his staff. I think that he was one of the more prescient people. I think that if we were sitting here today, 10 years after your show came on, and John had never been with us, the world would be a lot worse for it.
There's no question about that. Pete, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Pete Sepp is our guest. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. We're celebrating the life of our good friend and one of your heroes, one of your champions, I should say, ladies and gentlemen, John Bertu. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends Pete Sepp, Director of Vice President, I should say, of Communication for National Taxpayers Union, and Karen Kerrigan, the President of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, both friends and colleagues of John Bertu, who we lost last week at the much too young age of 47, Pete, is that right?
He was actually 45. There were some of us who thought he was older with such wisdom and experience. But
he'd get a kick out of that, wouldn't he? No.
Yeah.
he would think that was funny.
He was just 45.
At 45, which is even worse. Karen, I know you were very close to John.
Well, you know, when you have when someone like John, who basically all the likely suspects, gather for the press events, the summits, the conferences. Sometimes 100 people would show up at these things. Sometimes, 2 would when I think of some of the press events we've done over the years. I think about how reliable and how principled John was. But also, there's a moment of sadness because you take your friends and your allies like that for granted, and you say, even though we've been at these events over the years, we've supported each other in terms of signing letters, and we're part of the same coalitions. You think and you go, wow, I really wish I would have known John even better.
Mm-hmm.
And with the passing of a great leader like John, and I do mean that, a great leader and a selfless leader, you also take stock and say, "Gee, am I living up to the same standards that John lived by?" I went to the NTU website and keep going back there to the blog, and I'm reading all the tributes from a lot of great Americans, a lot of great people, not only here, in the country, and members of Congress and the press and allies and all the great leaders in the taxpayer in the free market and conservative movement, but also, John's reach was and his influence was international as well. In terms of working with and helping groups from around the world in terms of their taxpayer efforts and initiatives in various countries. So, he had many great successes, and his work will be with us forever, but he will be missed. There's no doubt about that.
Karen and Pete, one of the things, and Karen, as you were talking about that, all I could think about was the term standard.
Uh-huh.
John established a standard. You talked about him being so principled. Mm-hmm. In terms of being an ethical, principled person, a person who was intellectually honest, a person who really cared about sanity in government and making sure that, and one of the things I used to say that he always, I think he always liked to hear me say, I always said that that John was like me, that he wanted the government to have every penny it needed and not one penny more. And and so John set the standard for so many things in terms of lobbying, for advocacy, for sanity in government, for fair taxation, for tax reform. And so to me, when I think about what's John's legacy, he set a standard that, that we all need to be, need to continue to follow, Pete.
Yeah, and Karen brought up an excellent point. We often think of John's impact on U.S. policy. He had a tremendous impact on the way other countries were conducting their fiscal policies.
Absolutely.
He was an avid traveler, but few people realize that just about every country he went to, he tried to make contact with citizens who were seeking to limit their government. He, along with Bjorn Terrace Wahlberg of Sweden, have effectively brought in 50 countries into the taxpayer movement over the past 10 years. I remember you were in St. Louis joining us back in 2001, and you had a conversation with a fellow from Georgia.
The Republic of Georgia, that's exactly right. That was I was just thinking about that. What a great memory, Pete.
And, I mean, he went to these places and was reaching out to them. He didn't just send out emails. He was an active recruiter for the cause.
Well, I broadcast from at least two, and maybe three, I can't remember, at least two of your international conferences, and there were people from all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, who were there because John invited them, and they knew, as Karen said, that what a principled person John was. They knew if John invited them that he was going to make it worth their while and that he would be their partner in whatever they were going to do, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also,
and let me say this, and I say he, I think it's only fair to remind people that, that John didn't just do this on his own. He also developed an organization of which Pete is one, and this organization is going to have to is going to continue that work. I mean, you know, John will tell you, would have told you real quick, he didn't do this by himself. He had an organization, but he was not only an advocate, he was also a leader of other advocates, Pete, and as you well know.
Yes, I mean, thank God in heaven there's no inheritance tax on nonprofit groups. So that structure will remain. And John taught us all in 10 short years that not to be afraid to lead and to instill in all of us an institutional culture. That's something you have to do in a small business, and he practiced it.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, give us that website, please.
That's NTU.org, our initials for National Taxpayers Union.
NTU.org. Karen Kerrigan's website is SBE Council. That stands for SBE, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. When we come back, we're going to specifically get into what's there still to be done and to just respond to John's work. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're celebrating the life of our good friend and your champion, John Bertu. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the life of John Bertu, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend who passed away last week at the much too young age of 45, and two good friends, one close colleague and one also another colleague in the trenches of entrepreneurship and free trade and freedom and low taxes. Karen Kerrigan is also here. Pete Sepp is Vice President for Communication at NTU, National Taxpayers Union, John's organization, and Karen is the President of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I said earlier that we shouldn't wait to tell people we value them and that we admire their work, because you never know when you're going to see people for the last time. So Pete, I value your work. I admire what you do. Karen, you know how I feel about you, and I want you to know right here in front of everybody listening all around the world, I really value you as a person, and I admire your work so much. I want both of you guys to know that. Karen, let's talk about some of the things that John would have talked about if he were here right now.
Well, one of the more immediate issues coming up, and John was a leader on this issue, the whole internet tax issue. The internet tax moratorium expires November 1st, mm-hmm. and John, was a leader in terms of making the internet a tax-free zone, if you will, back in the late 90s. And there's been an extension of the moratorium that comes up November 1st. You know, Ray, our chief economist, is testifying on the issue before Congress today.
I'll be speaking
at a Senate event tomorrow, and we'll be doing that in the spirit of John. I mean, this is a critical issue that we keep the internet tax free. There's just more taxes coming out of Congress. We need a more competitive tax structure. I'll be from an international perspective. We just need to be more competitive. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. But when I look back, I think, you know, gosh, if it wasn't for NTU's leadership, if it wasn't for John, you know, things could be a lot worse. And but we still do have a long way to go. And this is where we'll be missing John, but certainly doing our work, in his spirit and basically standing on his shoulders.
Yeah. That is a wonderful way to say it, Karen. That's what I think about. I think we're standing on John's shoulders. And Pete, I know you feel the same way, but also I've decided to look at it this way. We don't have John in person anymore, but now we have a guardian angel for tax reform. Now, I didn't think we had one of those. I don't think we had one of those before. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with having a guardian angel, right, Pete?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. And he will always be there seeing into the future, I think. I remember when this whole internet tax issue first came up, I thought it was just a fad, you know, people would make dates and play cards on it. But John was saying at that time, no way, this will be the future. And
yeah,
it's not just the taxation issue. The internet has allowed an entire taxpayer movement to communicate amongst itself. That has made more advances for our cause in 10 years than in 100.
Mm-hmm.
And John, we've also got to make the 03 tax cuts permanent. We've got to deal with the estate tax that's coming up for renewal in a few years. Lots of stuff to work on.
Yeah, and John won't be around on this earth to see the eventual collapse of our tax system under its own complexity. I hope we're not going to see that, but he knew that that was coming, and I think he's very, very farsighted, or was farsighted, in recognizing that.
Karen, 30 seconds. Last thoughts on John.
He's a model leader, I think, for all of us who are involved in this movement, if you will, for taxpayers, for small businesses, for economic freedom. And again, we'll be just thinking about him every day when we do our work, and we celebrate him. He made a huge difference and will continue to do so for years to come, as will NTU. And we look forward to our collaboration with NTU and our long-term friendship as well.
Well, he'll continue because of people like Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, who will keep doing the work as she has done, right beside John. And Pete, your last thoughts.
Well, if you want to know more about John, visit our website at ntu.org. Or, Jim, you have an excellent archive of John's previous shows.
All the way back to 99.
On your website.
Yeah.
And for people who don't remember the name or recognize it, it would be a good thing to listen to those, because you'll be favorably impressed.
Yeah. John Bertu, ladies and gentlemen, who is now Pete, I think I'm officially calling him the guardian angel of, as Karen said, of economic freedom. Pete, thank you for being here. Good job today. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, with NTU. Karen Kerrigan with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Thank you both for being here as we celebrate the life of our good friend, John Bertu. I'm Jim Blassingame. John Bertu, go with peace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.